Play.
Greatest Hits Radio.
On 107.5 FM. On digital radio. On the app. And on your smart speaker. Across Gloucestershire.
This is Greatest Hits Radio.
Scotland Yard says it will begin the issuing of 20 fines today to people who attended lockdown parties in and around Downing Street. Police say they won't be revealing the names of those given fixed penalty notices. Boris Johnson had previously said he'd reveal if he'd been fined. Labour says he should resign if that's the case. Deputy leader of the party, Angela Rayner, says it's a no-brainer.
If the Prime Minister's fined because he's broken his own rules, then I think his position is untenable. I don't think he can go to the British public and say, I'm acting in your interest, when he's been laughing, joking, having parties, and then tried to lie about that.
Now, Roman Abramovich is attending peace talks between Russia and Ukraine in Turkey today, despite claims the oligarch was poisoned during previous discussions. Reports suggest he and two Ukrainian negotiators fell ill. The Foreign Office says the allegations are very concerning. Now, Gloucester City Council have revealed they don't have insurance to cover a recent cyber attack on their systems. Leaders say they're exploring all available options for funding. Over 630 £30,000 has already been gathered to pay for repairs following the attack in December last year, but it's feared it could cost millions. Well, have you ever thought of becoming a cybersecurity expert? We've heard there's an average of 16 times more roles in cybersecurity than people qualified to do them. It's at the same time as the South West aims to become the most digitally advanced region in England. Richard Stainings is well known in the industry. We caught up with him just before a lecture at Gloucester University.
Things are a lot better now than they were 10 years ago. If you were to search for a foundation or bachelor's degree in cybersecurity, you would have had a hard time finding one, certainly one in Gloucestershire, for example.
And it's been confirmed the Queen will attend a memorial service for her husband, Prince Philip, today. It's the first time Her Majesty's attended a public engagement since the start of February.
Weather. With Greatest Hits Radio Dating.co.uk.